I am Zafrul Islam Khan. I belong to India. I am the editor of a Muslim newspaper there, which is called Milli Gazette. It's not Turkish Milli Gazette. It's Indian Milli Gazette. I am also president of the All India Muslim Majlis-e-Mushawarat, which is the apex body of Indian Muslim organizations. I am here in Istanbul to participate in the general body conference of the International Union of Muslim Scholars. The situation in India is very complex. It's not a simple situation. We in some places we are facing problems. In some places we are well off and doing well. So in a situation like India, which is a free country, a democratic country, a law-abiding country, a country of institutions, we have lots of problems, but at the same time there are many avenues for us to work and to progress and to be heard and to do what we want. So we are active in lots of things. Every now and then we have our own new Muslim universities, Muslims, new colleges, new schools, and anything that we want we can do, because it's a free country and a democratic country. But also at this very time, the ultra-nationalist Hindu right is now ascendant, and it is now actually ruling the country for the last 3 months, which creates problems not only for Muslims but for others also, because such ultra-nationalist movements do not believe in real democracy. They use democracy to reach to govern the country, to reach to the seat of power, and they misuse it. So we are afraid that maybe the next 5 years will be difficult, not only for Muslims but also for the whole country as a whole. For human rights activists and for NGOs, they are making problems for NGOs to work. So this is a difficult situation, but still we believe that India is a democratic country. It is a very free judiciary. We can go, you know, to courts to get justice. So it is a mixed bag. It's not a very clear situation. But I believe that the next 5 years will be bit difficult. In India at this time there are 200 million Muslims. We are the second after Indonesia in terms of numbers. But the problem is that we don't have political power. We are still a minority. India is a very big country in terms of population. 1.2 billion, you know, population. So in that big, you know, ocean, we are a small, you know, lake. But still, in some places we are in great numbers, especially in North India. In Kashmir we are the majority, in Assam, in West Bengal, in Bihar, in Uttar Pradesh. These are the states. We have a sizable number of population, and also there are other pockets in the south also. But in general we are a small minority, a 14% minority in the country. I think the basic problem is that some foreign powers, especially the Americans and their lackeys in London and Paris, in cahoots with their agents in the Middle East, in the Arab world, they do not allow moderate Muslims to work. And when you do not allow moderates to work, then the extremists take, you know, take their place. I mean, if you have allowed, for instance, Muslim Brotherhood, you will not be having Al-Qaeda and Daesh and all these things. Because these people, Muslim Brotherhood, I'm not a Muslim Brotherhood, but I'm just saying that these people are moderate and they are ready to understand and to have a dialogue with you. Unlike these extremist forces, we don't believe in dialogue. Either you believe in them or you are murtad and you should be killed. So in this, I suppose that Western powers as well as local powers which are in alliance with Western powers are responsible for this situation, which is facing us, you know, in this region, a big region actually. The home, a large part of the Muslim world now is infested with such extremist people, and this is because moderate people were not allowed to work. Every time there is an election, maybe in Turkey, maybe it is in Algeria, maybe in Egypt, even Hamas, they are moderate people, and you don't allow them to work. You place hurdles in their way. So these other forces which don't believe in democracy, which don't believe in dialogue, they come forward and they somehow are able to attract the youth, which is disenchanted. And there are forces in the Muslim world and also outside the Muslim world which are ready to arm these people and finance these people. And this starts a big problem which will not go so easily, because even these extremist forces are now quite powerful in terms of money, arms, and now you have Daesh. They have their own big area which is as big as UK. So it creates lots of problems for moderate Muslims, not only in Muslim countries, even for us. We are a minority in India. It also has its implications for us, because the government there says that this phenomenon might be imported in India also. And they are actually actively talking about this, how to stop Daesh influence coming into India. The reason is that Muslims are now fragmented in various schools of thoughts. Yes. And instead of getting their inspiration directly from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet, they get inspirations for later books which were written by this Imam or this great personality or this Sufi leader or so on. So this is the problem, because we have got this source. Instead of the real source, we are going to secondary, sources, and this creates problems. So it's we should instill this important message into our young generation, that instead of going to take your Islam and take your religion from secondary sources, go to the to the first class source, which is Islam, which is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. That is our source, and every generation should try to find its way through this source. We are not bound by earlier imams and earlier leaders. Every generation has a responsibility to understand this message and to grasp what it is according to its own situation, according to the world in which they are living at that time. Well, Turkey is offering a very good example of a modern state, of a state which is alive to the problems of the Muslim world. And I think Turkey should not get involved in any conflict. It should be a moral power. Inshallah. Yes, if it is a moral power and if it helps, Muslim communities through, for instance, allowing the students to come and study here and opening schools, for instance, or colleges there, such kind of soft power is more important than giving aid to some extremist organization. I hope that there is no thought here in Turkey which believes in such things. But still I am saying that to become a soft power is much more important, to use that kind of method which, for instance, America uses. It props up, extremist regimes. And then when that regime, has becomes useless for them, they go and bomb them. So that kind of policy is not good. I am very happy that Turkey is emerging as a big international power, and also Turks are taking care of Muslim issues, which is very good. But I think people should not get directly involved in those issues. You should have a little distance from them. That will be a better policy.